Hi, I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I want to invite you to join me today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast as we let the Word of God begin to show us Jesus. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. You're going to like this. Join me today. Hello everyone, welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I am thrilled to be with you once again today, and so thankful to my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, that they'd allow me to be a part of this broadcast. This broadcast, what a heritage, what a legacy. I am so thankful, and I know many of you have been a part of this ministry, watching this ministry for a long time. Some of you may be brand new, but I want you to know that when you tune in here, we trust the Lord, you are in good hands because we go to the Word of God. And I don't ever want to be guilty of telling you my opinion on something. And I've watched my grandparents, I've watched Kenneth over the years just stick to the Word of God. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we've been doing, and we're going to continue to do. So let's pray over this broadcast today. We'll get right into our study of the Word. Father, we worship you today. We give you glory and honor for everything you're doing in our lives, for all that you've accomplished for us through Jesus. We thank you for it. Father, I'm asking you for the help of the Holy Spirit today, that we would see and hear things, Lord, that would change our lives, bring change, and cause change that would last forever. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you've been with us in these broadcasts at all so far this week, then your Bible is probably just falling open to Romans chapter 8. We're going to start there again today. If you haven't been a part of these broadcasts, go to kcm.org and download all this week. You can get it absolutely free. It's just a quick download, and you need to be caught up because what we're doing is we're building. We started a foundation on Monday's broadcast, and we're just building layer upon layer, and all of these broadcasts, all of these messages belong in context with each other, okay? So when you hear these, I want you to hear them together the best that you can. And we made decisions early this week. You and I made a decision together. Number one, we decided we're going to do something with what we hear. We decided we were going to allow this Word of God to cause and affect change in our lives. But number two, what we decided was as we sit here and listen to this, we are going to cease from our labor, and we are going to allow the anointing that's already in the Word do what only the Word can do. If you need healing in your body, let me tell you something. You don't always just need somebody standing there laying their hands on you. Yes, that is part of Scripture, absolutely. But did you know that faith comes when the Word of God is preached, specifically when the Word concerning Jesus is preached? That's how people were saved and healed in Jesus' life and ministry. It was because they heard He was in town. The woman with the issue of blood heard that Jesus was there. What happened? Faith came. Faith rose up in her, and she said with her mouth, "If I can touch the hem of His garment, I'll be made whole." That's what happens when the anointed Word is preached. So number one, we're going to do something with this Word we're taught. But number two, we're going to allow the Word of God to do what only the Word of God can do. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." That's you. That's me. We are sons. We are daughters, children of the Most High God, and our lives should be defined by the fact and the truth that we're led by His Spirit, not led by pressure in any way or form, not led by opportunity, not led by money, not led by circumstances, led only by the Spirit of God. And somebody might be saying, is that even possible? Yes. Absolutely. Did you know that every move in your life, every move you make, decision you make, every word that comes out of your mouth can be inspired by the Spirit of God? That's why Scripture says, "Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord." And I pray that all the time, specifically when I'm here ministering to you or in congregations. Oh, Lord, set a guard over my mouth. Let only the words that would come by the Spirit of God come out, because that's the only word that's going to bring change to your life or mine. My opinion will do very little to nothing for you. But as long as I'm preaching Jesus to you, as long as that's what we're feeding on, change comes. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And as we've already seen, this idea of sonship, being a child of God, being adopted into His family, all of that is carried through right here. What is that? That is what the Spirit of God is saying to you over and over and over. You are a child of God. Did you know that if you're praying and you're seeking wisdom over a move, over a decision that has to be made in your family or your finances, and you go before the Lord and you say, Father, I shut out the noise, I shut down all the distractions, and I get quiet to hear You. I want to know what You'd have me do. It's going to begin with the Spirit of God, first of all, saying to you, well, you're a child of God. All His wisdom, all His direction, according to this scripture, is going to come based on that right there. You are a child of God. Well, what does that have to do with me making this step for my life? What does that have to do with me choosing a college or choosing a job? It has everything to do with it, because God does not let His child fail. God does not allow a child that will yield himself or herself to the leading of the Spirit. He will not let you fail. You are bound for success. You are bound for victory. That is your future, and it begins with you knowing, I'm adopted. I'm a child of God, and the Spirit of God in me bears witness with my spirit that I am a son of God, over and over and over throughout these several scriptures here, all in Romans chapter 8. Even the creation, it says, is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. But with this word sons, we've already established this, comes the idea of maturity. It's the difference between a 20-year-old son and a 2-year-old son. Your 20-year-old son should be capable of a few more things than your 2-year-old is capable of, right? Why? Maturity. Time. Decisions have been made. He's had the ability to look into a situation and see it for what it really is. Choose the right road. That's maturity. That's what's beginning to take place in a son or daughter of God who will be led by the Spirit of God. Now, we've established out of John chapter 14 that if we want to be led by the Spirit of God, we've got to know how He leads. Doesn't that make sense? If you want to be led by Him, you got to know how He leads you. And Jesus identified the Holy Spirit as our comforter. And so many people have limited the operation of the Holy Spirit in their lives as, well, He's the one there that's telling you, you did wrong, you messed up. No, that is not His ministry. That is not His operation. It's quite the opposite, actually. He is there to be your comforter, your counselor, your advocate, your intercessor, your strengthener, your standby, your helper. What of those to you sounds like the one slapping you across the head when you mess up? That's not Him. Now, yes, He brings conviction of sin, but that conviction of sin is for the world because they don't believe in Jesus, but He's drawing them to the love of God, convincing them that Jesus is the Son of God, and you, He's guiding into all the truth and bringing comfort to you. And on yesterday's broadcast, we established that for the comforter to comfort, we must yield to it. For Him to lead, we must yield to His leading. That makes sense, doesn't it? For Him to comfort, we must yield to the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, therefore, do not worry about your life. We studied what that really said in the original language. Jesus looked at that crowd of people and He said, stop worrying. Because a life that is built on something other than the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you are full of worry. That's all there is to do is worry. Why? Worry is the absence of hope. Worry is the absence of a firm expectation based on God's Word that I am destined for success, not for failure. I am destined for victory. And worry is the absence of that expectation. What if we don't make it? What if we fail? And Jesus said, stop it. Well, Jesus, how do we stop it? You stop it by allowing and letting the Comforter comfort you. How is he going to comfort me? By telling you you're a child of God. And God doesn't let his kids fail. Amen? A child that will yield his or her life to God will not fail. I know that's a big statement, but it's the Word. Now, here's what I want to do today. You've seen all through this week so far what a huge theme throughout Scripture, that the comfort, the God is the God of comfort. The Scriptures were designed to comfort. He comforts those who are downcast. The Holy Spirit Himself is the Comforter. Huge theme throughout Scripture. But I want to show you today, I want to tell you what I believe, looking into Scripture, what I can see in here is the ministry, the operation of the Holy Spirit in your life. Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 14 to his disciples when he's introducing to them the ministry of the Spirit. He says, I will ask the Father in John chapter 14, verse 16. He will give you another comforter. That word another, many of you know this, it means one of the same kind. Do you know why the Holy Spirit is such an outstanding comforter? Do you know why He has the ability to bring such comfort and peace and edification to your life? Because Jesus is an outstanding comforter. Because Jesus is your counselor. Because Jesus is your advocate with the Father. The Holy Spirit is because Jesus is. The Holy Spirit comforts because Jesus comforts. The Holy Spirit is your advocate because Jesus is your advocate. The Holy Spirit's whole ministry, whole operation in your life is to show you Jesus. Listen to this. It's over and over throughout this. I'm going to read several verses to you, some out of the Amplified, some out of other translations. Jesus, let me remind you of what he said in verse 18 of John 14. I will not leave you orphans. What did we read in Romans 8? We have the spirit of adoption. We're not orphans. He says, I will not leave you orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, or helpless. I will come back to you. I have told you these things while I am still with you. And you could add to that, to comfort you. I've told these things to comfort you. Jesus began John 14 by saying, let not your heart be troubled. What was he saying? Stop letting your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in me. Well, where does comfort come from? Everything's falling apart around me. The world's crashing in. Jesus said this, where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Comfort comes when you know. Comfort comes when you're established in what you know about God to be true from His Word. And Jesus said, you know it. The disciples looked at Him and said, we don't know. What's the way? And He said, you know me, right? He said to them, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, He said, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know Him and have seen Him. Now, I can hear people right now saying, well, that's for those disciples because they were there looking at Jesus. No, listen to me. The Holy Spirit's role in your life is to show you Jesus. I'm going to make a huge statement, and you may not like me for it, but I believe this is true because I believe the Word. You and I have the opportunity and the ability to see Jesus just as clearly as those disciples did standing there that day. And you're thinking, well, I can't see Him. Stop getting hung up on what you can and can't see with these two eyeballs out here and get inside. Get down in here and look at what the Holy Ghost is trying to show you. Jesus went on in John 14, 15, and 16 to talk about what's going to happen when the Spirit of truth has come. He says in verse 26, but when the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, when He comes, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. That's the role of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, talking to these disciples, trying to comfort them. These guys are all torn to pieces because he's talking about leaving. Where is he going? Why is he leaving us? And he's trying to comfort them by saying, look, I'm not going to leave you alone. And when the Spirit of truth comes, he's going to remind you of what I said. I like to think of it like this. The Holy Spirit is going to sound so much like Jesus. He is going to remind these guys so much of Jesus that when he speaks to them, they're going to say, that sounds just like Jesus speaking. That sounds just like his word to me. He goes on and look at in John chapter 15, verse 26, he says, when the helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And he says it again in John chapter 16, verse 13. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, he'll guide you into all the truth. We already read that this week. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will tell you. Whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. How comforting is that? That you have the Holy Ghost in you, and the Holy Ghost is listening to Jesus, and Jesus doesn't say anything unless he hears the Father say it. So the Father speaks to Jesus, and Jesus ministers to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit talks to you, and all of a sudden, he's telling you things to come. That is comforting. There are people who are panicked and worried and in a frenzy and falling to pieces right now because they don't know what tomorrow looks like. And I'm sad to say that there are Christians in that same state because they don't know what tomorrow looks like because they didn't know that the Holy Spirit was in them to comfort them by telling them things to come. Did you know he will show you your future? Now, yeah, maybe he's not going to spell out everything and do this at this time and this time and that time, but there will be moments when he'll do that for you. But he's in you to tell you you have a good, brilliant, bright future. How does he do that? By showing you Jesus. Now, I mentioned in earlier broadcast that even though the Holy Spirit is not just limited to that one that's walking around behind you going, stop it, that's wrong, convicting you of sin or condemning you, that's not him. Yet there is a correction that takes place through him. We know from the Word that the Father corrects those whom he loves. He corrects them as a father does his child. Are you a child of God? I am. Then if we're his children, we're to be led by his Spirit. But how does he correct? How does he do that? Poor correction, incomplete correction, is when somebody looks at somebody else who has done something wrong and says nothing but, hey, that's wrong, and walks away. That's bad correction. Yeah, you've been corrected, but it's incomplete. So how does he correct? How are we to be corrected by the Holy Spirit? Perfect correction is not just when you've been told you did something wrong. Perfect correction is when you've been shown how to do it right. Perfect correction is when somebody says, hey, come here, I want to show you something. This right here, this is how we're going to do this. This is how it should look. This is how it should sound. And the Spirit of God in you is showing you Jesus. He is showing you perfection all the time. He is showing you what perfection sounds like. He is showing you what perfection looks like. And you and I fix our eyes on Jesus. We become what we behold. Or we become who we behold. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit in you to show you Jesus. Now, earlier this week, I read something to you out of Romans chapter 8, where it said that that we would be revealed, that the glory of God would be revealed in us. And if you remember, I said we're going to make a big deal out of that word revealed. Keep that in mind. I want you to see something. Go with me to the book of 1 John as we begin to wrap up this broadcast today. 1 John chapter 3. I love this scripture. Listen to this out of 1 John 3, verse 1, behold, or look, Look at this. Look at what? Look at what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. Look at it, he says. Behold it, that we should be called the children of God. What love that God would call us His children. And we are His children because He called us His children. You are His child because He calls you His child. Not because you worked for it, not because you earned it somehow, but the grace of God that came through Jesus. And when you saw it, you put faith in Him. God called you His child. Look at this love. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God. It has not yet been revealed what we will be, but we know. Say that. But we know that when He is revealed. Who? Jesus. When He is revealed, we shall be like Him because we see Him as He is. Your Christ-likeness, my Christ-likeness, our being transformed into the very image of Jesus doesn't have to do with you working for it, doesn't have to do with you toiling over it. It has to do with you saying, Holy Ghost, show me Jesus. Paint a picture of Jesus in me. And Jesus said this to His disciples before He left. He said, in a little while, you won't see me. But then, after a little while, you will see me. And they got all confused over it and said, what does this mean? What does that mean in a little while? And He began to explain it to them. Now, you can take that scripture, you can couple it with 1 John, what we saw about Jesus being revealed. You can choose to look at that one of two ways. When Jesus comes back, we'll all see Him. Yes, praise God. But I see it like this. Jesus said to them, a little while and you won't see me, but then a little while and you will. I think He was moving them towards the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit, when they would all be filled with the Spirit and the Spirit of God would show them Jesus. That is what He is in you to do. And when you see Him, you become like Him. Oh, just let that take the pressure off of you. Get a hold of that. You need to hear this and hear this and hear this. That's why we're making teachings available as free downloads for you. Get a hold of these things. Just saturate yourself, these messages, others, and let the image of Jesus build on the inside of you. Just say this after me. Say, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus, and He'll do it for you. Amen. I'm out of time. I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. You can't see it, but you see its effect. You can't touch it, but you know what it does. You can't taste it, but you feel it all around you. When you understand how to harness their power, you can change the world. We have the tools to help you discover your own one-on-one relationship with the Holy Spirit, a relationship which makes God's power and provision available to you. Kenneth Copeland's Holy Spirit series, a 6-CD teaching with study guide, coupled with Terry Copeland Pearson's Ways of the Spirit series, a 3-CD set. Together, they make a dynamic resource designed to show you how to be filled and led by the Spirit. learn the laws which govern the spirit realm, and discover how prayer is key to managing spiritual power with these potent teachings by Kenneth Copeland and his daughter Terry. As a believer, God's precious promises are your right. This dynamic two-series set and study guide provides step-by-step instruction so that you can develop your own personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Order Kenneth Copeland's in-depth study set on CD entitled The Holy Spirit for just $25, and you'll also receive Terry Copeland Pearson's CD series on the ways of the Spirit free. These dynamic teaching sets work together to give you a deeper understanding of our relationship with Jesus, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit. For faster processing and a product discount, order through our website at kcm.org, or you may call us toll-free 800-600-7395.
This is a teaching series by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and it's a study guide that goes along with it. It's entitled The Holy Spirit. I want you to get a hold of this because these things are so vitally important in your life. You need to know what kind of power is available to you through the Spirit of God. How do we be led by that? We know He is there. Well, get a hold of some of these things and get your Bible and study them alongside each other, and it's going to be a blessing to you. When you order this product called The Holy Spirit, we're going to send you absolutely free of charge my mom, Terry Copeland Pearson's, her teaching called Ways of the Spirit. Absolutely free. We want to send this to you. And I want to tell you, if you're a mom watching this, if you're a parent watching this, receive this from one parent to another. I know from firsthand experience, my mom hears from God. Her and the Holy Ghost, they talk a lot. And when I was a kid, she knew stuff I didn't know she knew. And as a mom, you need to know how to parent by the help of the Holy Ghost. So you need to get a hold of these things. They'll be a real blessing to you. Order yours today. Please know that KCM is here for you. Know that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray for their partners every single day. This ministry, this staff, we pray for you all the time. You are never a day without prayer. And the prayer of agreement is so important. Jesus outlined it in the Word, and when it's based on the Word of God, it produces results. And that is one of the benefits of partnership. We want you to be a partner with us so we can be a partner with you no matter what you face, if it's in your finances, your relationships, on the job. Just know that God has the answer. And if you need prayer for anything, we are a phone call away. Right here in Fort Worth, Texas, you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's available to our North American partners and friends. We also have offices all over the world, so you can check their hours of operation and get the prayer of agreement that you need. Give us a call and let them come into agreement with you. It's going to be a blessing to you. I hope that you're enjoying these broadcasts. Make sure you're staying plugged in, you're staying tuned into where we've started and where we're going. I will see you again tomorrow. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.